There's a lot going on out at the Star. It's a bye week, but they got a lot to figure out. And, of course, Jerry Jones has been very hot-tempered this week. Well, we have a deep-throat informant at the Star who is willing to come on the show with us this morning at this very moment, and we are going to disguise his or her voice to protect their identity. Deep Throat Informant, come in. Do you have us?
Yes.
Can you tell us, first of all, thank you for your courage, and can you tell us what's really going on at the Star with the Cowboys?
No, I cannot speak of anything.
Please.
Things have never been worse at the Star.
Oh.
The fighting and the feuding is out of control. They argue about everything out here. They argue if the receivers are running bad routes or if Dak is just an idiot. They are very mad at Dakota Prescott, comma Rain, because he got so much money. His new contract. And Micah Parsons and Kevontae Turpin recently even came to blows over whether or not Lainey Wilson is faking her accent.
Oh, gosh. That's a topic out there, too, huh?
Everything is argued about, and it is making it intolerable.
Oh, no.
In fact, during the accent argument, Micah cracked a conference table over Kevontae's back.
Jeez.
Before Mike Zimmer stepped in and cracked an extension ladder over Micah's bad ankle.
Why would he do that?
It's horrible. And Jerry doesn't come out and put an end to all this fighting. Jerry just stays in his office looking at old travel brochures from the mid-90s featuring the Little Rock International Airport. I don't know what he is dreaming of. He does come out sometimes from his office, which is labeled both owner and GM,
right,
to remind everyone that he has the power to fire radio hosts. He is also taken to buzzing the players with his helicopter during practice. In fact, he took the top of Tyler Guyton's helmet off with a rotor yesterday.
Oh my gosh, that's so dangerous.
Morale has gotten so low.
Morale?
Some guys are talking about quitting and forming their own team to battle the Cowboys in the playoffs.
How does that work?
I don't know. Michael McCarthy has taken to comfort eating round the clock.
Oh, gosh.
I watched him this morning down an entire Mazda Miata.
Okay.
That he ate using only soy sauce to choke it down. And now I have no way of getting home.
Oh, it was your car.
It was. I believe it's gotten so bad that Stephen Jones,
Stephen,
is about to launch his coup d'etat against his own father.
Oh, no.
They got into a fight in front of everyone.
Uh-oh. We've heard about their fights before.
With long swords and Roman candles going everywhere.
Swords? Candles.
All the players hid in their lockers. as these two Arkansas Titans battled it out, often using language that was unacceptable.
Oh.
Veruca is now our only hope.
To what?
Other tree children are damaged goods.
Come on.
We need the fake child to come in and save this family mess of a business. I fear, and so do others fear, that one of the Jones family will take the ultimate step. They will hit the red detonation button that Jerry has wired to AT&T Stadium in the Star.
And just take it all down.
Why would he have that button?
I cannot speak anymore.
But what about the off week? What about the...
I'm fading out. I can't help it.
Why would Jerry have that button?
That makes no sense.